in Birmingham, if you're in the downtown area, a street runs north and south, and an avenue runs east and west. Right? That's in the downtown area. Now, other than that, I think that it was sort of haphazardly done in other areas. You know, a street, it might be a street that's running east and west. You know, like Fifth Street out in Pratt City runs east and west. And Avenue B, for instance, runs north and south. So.
Okay, if you were on a small street and went under a
viaduct.
Train, describe that to me.
Describe what?
Viaduct. What does that look like to you?
What does it look like to me?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I mean, is it the thing that goes over or something that goes under?
That's a damn good question. Really. I don't know if the combination of the two make the viaduct. I really don't know. I don't know if, you know, going under the bridge or whatever it is, or if you're going into the tunnel. Not necessarily that it's a tunnel, but... You know, I really don't know.
That's okay, but you would call that the whole thing the viaduct?
I guess I would. I don't know. I was trying to reflect on what I would say. I'm going under the viaduct. I'm going through the viaduct. I guess I would tend to...
Would you use underpass?
Well, we do use overpass and underpass. But here, most of them are labeled... You know, just about what you call them. I don't know if that's the mild big brother approach. Like 1984, you know, they have it labeled what they want you to call it. But generally, it will say, if my memory serves me correctly, I generally travel the freeways. Yeah, but it seems to me that if there is one, you know, the overpass would be labeled as such.
Okay. Now, how would you usually park a car on a neighborhood street? What do you call that kind of parking?
You mean parallel parking?
Okay. And some other types of parking? Say, in a shopping center, what kind do you do?
I really don't even know what it's called. I can't think of it. I haven't dealt with that since driver's license days in 1961. I don't know.
So, okay, you don't have a name. Okay, what is the outlet that fire hoses are attached to called?
The hydrant.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of building where you might park downtown that's got several levels?
The parking deck.
And what would you say the tallest and largest buildings are in town?
I'm really not sure whether it's the South Central Bell Building or the Southern Natural Gas Building. I'm really not sure.
Okay, but they're about...
Right, well, first of all, by the airports being so close to the city, buildings can only be so high, you know, because they're right in the glide path of the landing pattern of the plane, so... I don't know, maybe 32 stories, I believe. I don't know. That's the figure that's in my mind. It's about the tallest structure downtown.
Okay, what would high rise mean to you?
Well, you know, the immediate response would be, you know, an apartment complex that's multi-floored.
Okay. And what kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings? For instance, that thing up there, what do you call it?
Generally, downtown, you would call it an alley.
Uh-huh.
But here, I don't know what the hell this is. First of all, that's not, you know, that's a dead end in there.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Okay.
But generally, we would call it an alley.
Well, how about in the neighborhood? What would you call it?
It's still an alley.
Okay. And what would you call an area in the